What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We have the Pogo crew with us here tonight. The lovely blue girl, Jessica, Sean Bedlam, and that crusty fucker, Josh. Let's bring in the night right with Blank 77 and I Wanna Be a Punk. That was Blank 77 on Pogo City Radio. Fuck you, here's Minor Threat. Right, that was a Minor Threat with I Don't Want to Hear It. Just before that, to start off the show, we had Blank 77 coming off Tanked and Pogoed with I Want to Be a Punk.
A personal request by me.
By Sean Bedlam. So why don't you guys, Sean and that crusty fucker Josh, say what's up to everybody.
Whose dick do I have to suck to see Minor Threat play live?
That'd be Ian MacKay's.
Somebody get me in touch with that man. I'm not really down on sucking dick, but you know, I'll definitely buy the man a hooker.
Speaking of bands coming around, they're playing the Potato Pirates on that last show. They need to come the fuck back around here.
We're working on it. Good.
Because I haven't seen them in like 3 years now, and I've been dying to see them again.
Definitely working on it. We'll see what happens. No promises.
Yeah, that's fair. They're from a long way away, so.
Yeah.
I know they don't come
Colorado,
around here much.
Right? Colorado?
Yeah,
this
Denver.
This is starting to sound like Star Wars in a galaxy far, far away.
In Denver.
There was the potato pirates.
Every time you say Star Wars, Sean gets a chubby. So
a little bit. I just got one right now.
Hey, Sean, you want to play Okie Cookie later?
No.
You fucking weirdo. Oh, so
man, I thought we were both geeks here.
Jess, you got your black microphone? Yeah. Say hi.
What's up, Pogo Land?
Ah, yeah, the sampler's down. Kind of in a fucking
We're improvising.
The lovely rude girl Jessica.
It introduces the lovely rude girl Jessica.
Shut up.
Josh, I have a feeling you've never heard a woman make an orgasm sound in your life.
Hey, that's not fair. But I, you know, to be fair, I have had some sexual exploration as of late.
Your hand doesn't count.
My hand doesn't
Pamela
count.
Pamela Henderson,
Mary Pom and her five sisters.
I think it was more like Bloody Knuckles.
Josh, don't worry. I like Mary Pom and her five sisters.
I don't even know who that is.
I like actually double clicking the mouse. So, like, I like her. I like
playing
the twins.
DJ, playing DJ.
Double clicking the mouse.
I like playing DJ.
Oh, like,
I
like fat,
that
fat,
term.
Fat, 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 fat.
We were talking about masturbation on the last show too.
Or well, no, never mind. I was about to get real dirty and shit. Like I just realized that we're on the radio.
Oh,
and
you said some dirty ass shit on here. I don't know.
No, this would be really bad though, and
let's
I just caught myself.
Let's hear it.
No.
Let's hear it.
No.
Let's hear it.
No.
I'm sure we were talking about having
orgies. I was
talking
about smacking a girl's pussy. I like when girls smack their pussies. That's really dirty.
Like Bonnie
Rotten. I should not be bringing that up
right
now.
Like Bonnie Rotten when they make her squirt.
Yeah, like that. This shit's hot as hell.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to go downstairs for a little bit. I'll be back in like 10 minutes.
You go fat, 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 fat.
Fat, fat, fat. That was ladies and gentlemen.
So,
fat, fat, fat,
before
fat,
we get to this next song, I wanted to say, right, we were talking about masturbation. I seen this with this one article where this woman was like writing a bill to like outlaw masturbation in her fucking state or some shit.
Fuck you.
Because like on the like abortion stance, like it's a life. Like shut the fuck up, bitch.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
For masturbation?
You got to talk in your microphone.
I'm pretty
silly.
Sure that she did that.
Whoever that fucking twat was.
Jessica has her microphone in the cup holder like 4 feet away from her.
Fuck off.
I'm busy, all right, Pogo Land? I think they'd understand if they knew.
I'm not getting political.
All right, so why don't we go, since she's a fascist, we'll go with a little bit of fascist cops, the kids.
Yeah.
the kids with fascist cops. Got to get the mojo flowing on this Pogo City Radio. I don't like this whole Andrew Bedlam not being able to drink bullshit. I don't like this shit one fucking bit. I'm about to go drink some motherfucking strychnine with the Sonics. And that was the Sonics with Strychnine.
It kind of reminds me of like back in, I mean, I definitely wasn't there, but like that back in the day at Woodstock. I mean, wasn't there like a bunch of like really bad Strychnine going around at Woodstock?
Acid?
Yeah. There was a bad round of acid going around at Woodstock back in the day in like, what was it, 69?
That would be 69, summer of 69.
Yeah. And they
Summer
they
all, of Love.
Yeah, and they
also at the end, Charles Manson killed Sharon. Well, the family killed Sharon Tate and everybody else there.
I mean, do you want to call like all the trash that they left at the show like love? I don't necessarily call that love.
I don't know. I'm not a hippie bastard.
Okay, well, to anybody out there who gives a fuck about leaving a bunch of trash around after a show, anybody who's been to Burning Man, I forget what they called it, but
if you're as lame as Josh is.
But anyway, anybody who's been to Burning Man, you know, there's like this policy in place. It was like, it starts with an M. I forget what it's called, but you know, it's like pick up your trash and don't leave.
Mandatory pick up your trash.
Yo, did you Sarah mandatory. And Nate went there, right? Did you Sarah and Nate go?
Yeah, Nate went. I don't know about Sarah, but
Sarah
Nate,
definitely went.
Yeah, I went in 2009.
I was pissed. I ain't even gonna lie. I was pissed.
Yeah. I went in 2009. I forget what year. Nate went after that. I don't know when Sarah went. But, I mean, anybody's been to Burning Man. It's a good fucking time.
All right. Well, we're going to get to a next track, People Who Died. And almost lost another one this week. But luckily, they're not on the list. So let's do a little bit of the Jim Carroll Band.
Genesis the Clue, he was 12 years old. Fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug. 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. He looked like 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine. Those are people who died, died. 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 They're all my friends. The
out from a hotel room. Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tombs. Judy jumped in front of a subway train. Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. And Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. And I salute you, brother. That his rage was just some goof. But Herbie sure gave Tony some bitchin' proof. And Herbie said, Tony, can you fly? But Tony couldn't fly. Tony died. Those are people who died, 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 died. And they're all my friends, and they died. Brian got busted on a narco rap. By ratting on some bikers. He said, hey, I know it's dangerous, but it sure beats Rikers. But the next day, he got offed by the very same bikers.
The people who died on Pogo City Radio. We're going to move right along with Hate to Say It and Delinquent. Hanging out with Derek last night. Got to start a new band. We'll be right back. hate to say it, on Pogo City Radio.
Pogo City Radio.
All right, this is a global threat. False Patriots, Mark and Brian on vocals. False Patriots, a global threat on Pogo City Radio. Here's Lexicon Devil by the Germs. Darby Crash and the Germs on Pogo City Radio. All right, now, did you guys ever catch the movie What We Do Is Secret about the Germs? I got to tell you, right, the more and more that I, like, read or see stuff like that about the Germs, the less and less I like them. I'm sorry. Darby Crash just always comes off like a crybaby, and it just makes me mad.
We've got the bug.
No, we got the virus. I got infected. Why are we on Always Sunny in Philadelphia now? But I don't know, dude. Because I read like the short and fast life of Darby Crash and the Germs. That made me hate Darby Crash. That whole book, I was like, I cannot stand reading about this guy anymore. And then I watched that horrible fucking movie, because let's be real here, that movie is fucking terrible. And I was just like, this is fucking lame as shit. There was a couple good songs, some poetic lyrics. I'm sorry, I'm not all obsessed with Darby Crash. I think I'm all obsessed with Gigi, maybe, but not Darby.
Well, if I had to pick between, like, who I would rather watch, a documentary or whatever, I mean, I've seen Hated
a billion times.
I've never fucking seen the shit you're talking about.
Oh, you never saw? Well, it's an actual, like, Hollywood movie. Like, it was a well-done, it was just terrible.
It's just not good?
Yeah. Like, fucking The Anarchist Cookbook. That movie made me want to kill myself.
All right, well,
The only good part is when the dude cuts off his heel. The rest of that movie is fucking terrible.
It's like, I'm Joe Black. I'm a nihilist. I don't believe in anything, not even nihilism. Like, made me want to shoot my fucking head. Like, it made me want to blow my fucking brains all over the fucking walls. Yeah, no, I would definitely put a fucking cherry pie behind the wall behind me because of that movie. I mean, I'm serious. So that
movie was so terrible.
That's the movie where the hippies were putting fucking steel pins in fucking trees, right? Like,
I don't know. Was that? I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Maybe
don't ask me.
They're like, fuck, it was just terrible. It was just like an introduction to what terms like nihilism and anarchist is.
All right,
like,
so, okay, all right.
It was fucking horrible.
But nobody axed Sean. Sean asked that nobody axes him. So nobody axed Sean.
Well, I said it. I said, don't ask me.
Yeah, don't ask Sean.
I didn't say, hey, would you please not ask me?
Hey, what's what? Skin popping slut. Played that on the last one. I guess we'll go back to the music, and I'll get, I wish I can get myself a little bit of alcohol, but I guess GBH's song will just have to do. All right, that was GBH with Alcohol. We're gonna move over to a local band that used to be in existence, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. This is No Cash coming out of Nazareth. Skate or Die.
Goonies never say die.
Don't you try and stop it, babe.
That was No Cash with Skate or Die on Pogo City Radio.
You know, I just want to say something about No Cash. I mean, like, I loved No Cash back in the day, but I, you know, after they went like the Mad Conductor thing, I just wonder what happened with Chris Cash. Like, he had mad talent, and then he just kind of went down the Mad Conductor avenue, which, I mean, I like it. Mr. Cacciatore saw the whole thing happen in the middle, immigrant neighborhood in middle Manhattan. That was a great song. Like, Chris definitely had some good stuff in him, but what happened with that?
I don't know. I know he has a podcast now. I know that much. That's about all I know about him.
Chris Cash has a podcast.
Yes.
I got to check that out for sure. Because, I mean, that was like the... My first punk show was Bedlam back in the day,
yeah.
And then my second show was No Cash at the Sanctuary up in Stroudsburg, and you know I would really like to check up on him, see how he's doing.
Yeah, I don't know. I know he has a podcast though. I do know that, or at least he used to have one. So you could probably find that shit. I think it might be something. I don't know. Maybe if you Google Mad Conductor or some shit, it'll come up, because I think it has something to do with Mad Conductor. I'm not sure though.
Yeah, well, I'll check it out. We'll see what happens.
Mark used to listen to it all the time. But why don't we get over and do maybe a little bit of a Pogo City wild card, bitches?
Wild card, bitches! Why are the brakes not working?
This is a request I made before we started recording this shit. I said we need to play some fucking Afro Man, because someone was talking about getting high or something like that. I was like, yo. I don't think
Sean putting everybody on Front Street.
Yeah, whatever. It's not really a secret, is it?
Pogo City is 420 friendly.
This just reminds me of like the lunch table at high school.
So I said we need to play some fucking Afro Man and either Colt 45 and Two Zigzags, but we decided on Because I Got High.
God damn, Because I Got High is long as fuck, too.
I was. I said it was.
Too.
So you just want to go crazy rap? I like that one better, and it's nice and perverted. You want to go crazy rap?
Go for it.
Go with a little bit of Colt 45 and Two Zigzags, and yes, I will be singing this song word for word.
Me too.
So here's Afro Man with Crazy Rap, Colt 45 and Two Zigzags.
Whatever happened to Afro Man?
Wait a minute, man. Hey, check this out, man. Tell it, man. It was this blind man, right? It was this blind man, right? He was feeling his way down the street with this stick, right?
Yeah.
Hey. He walked past this fish market, you know what I'm saying?
Fish market.
He stopped, he took a deep breath, he said, "Woo! Good morning, ladies." You like that shit, man?
I'm pretty good.
Hey, man, I got a gang of that shit, man.
Hey, you ought to get on the motherfuckers,
man. I'll tell you what, my man on the guitar, hey, fool on the drum.
Right.
Hey, everybody just crowd around the mic. I tell you all these motherfucking jokes
I got, man.
Hey, clap your hands, man. First, I'm gonna start off like this. Hey, help me sing it, homeboy. Come on.
Said Coke 45 and Two Zigzags. Baby, that's all we need. We can go to the park, cap the dog, smoke that tumbleweed. As the marijuana burn, we can take our turn singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the ball like Cheech and Chong and sell tapes from here to Hong Kong. So roll, roll, roll my joint. Pick out the seeds and stems. Feeling high as hell, blind through. Palmdale, skating on Dayton rims. So roll, roll the 83 Cadillac coupe to build. If my tapes and my CDs just don't sell, I bet my cabby will.
Well, it was just sundown in a small white town. They called it Eastside Palmdale.
Well,
when the Afro Man walked through the white land, houses went up for sale.
Hell.
Well, I was standing on the corner selling rap CDs when I met a little girl named Jan.
Jan.
I let her ride in my caddy because I didn't know her daddy was the leader of the Ku Klux Klan. We fucked on the bed, fucked on the floor.
Woo.
Fucked so long I grew a fucking afro. Then I fucked to the left. Fucked to the right. She sucked my dick till the shit turned white. I thought to myself, Sheba Sheba, got my ass looking like a zebra. I put on my clothes and I was on my way until her daddy pulled up in a Chevrolet. So I ran, I jumped out the back window, but her daddy, he was waiting with a 2x4. Oh, he beat me to the left, he beat me to the right. The motherfucker whooped my ass all night.
Damn.
But I ain't mad at her prejudiced dad. That's the best damn pussy I ever had. I got a bag of weed and a bottle of wine. I'ma fuck that bitch just one more time.
Go 45. Two Zigzags, baby, that's all we need.
Come on,
we can go to the ball, grab the dog, smoke that tumbleweed. And as the marijuana burn, we can take our turn singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the bong like Cheech and Chong and sell tapes from here to Hong Kong. So roll, roll, roll my joint. Pick
out the season stems. Feeling high as hell, flying through Palm Dales, skating on Dayton rims. Come on, so roll, roll the 83 Cadillac Coupe DeVille. Imitates in my CDs just don't sell. I bet my cabby will. I met this lady in Hollywood. She had green hair, but damn, she looked good. I took her to my house cause she was fine, but she whooped out a dick that was bigger than mine. I met this lady from Japan, never made love with an African. I fucked her once, I fucked her twice. I ate that pussy like shrimp fried rice. Don't be amazed at the stories I tell you.
Tell ya.
A woman in the heart of Australia had a big butt and big titties too. So I hopped in her ass like a kangaroo. See, I met this woman from Hawaii, stuck it in her ass and she said, aye. Lips was breakfast, pussy was lunch, then her titties busted open with Hawaiian punch. Met Colonel Sanders' wife in the state of Kentucky. She said, I fry some chicken if you just fuck me. I came in her mouth, it was a crisis. I gave her my secret blend of herbs and spices. Coke 45 and two zigzags, baby, that's all we need. We can go to the park after the dogs, smoke that tumbleweed. And as the marijuana burn, we can take our turn singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the ball like Cheech and Chong.
Hey, wait a minute, man, check this out.
I met Dolly Parton in Tennessee. Her titties were filled with Hennessy. That country music really drove me crazy, but I rode that ass and said, yes, Miss Daisy. Met this lady in Oklahoma, put that pussy in a coma. Met this lady in Michigan. I can't wait till I fuck that bitch again. Met a real black girl down in South Carolina. Fucked her till she turned to a white albino. Fucked this hooker in Iowa. I fucked her on credit, so I owe her. Fucked this girl down in Georgia. Came in the mouth, man, I thought I told you. Met this beautiful, sexy hoe. She just ran across the border of Mexico. Fine young thing, said her name's Maria. I wrapped her up just like a hot tortilla. I wanna get married, but I can't afford it. I know I'ma cry when she get deported.
Go 45 and two zigzags, baby, that's all we need.
Come on,
we can go to the park, grab the dogs, smoke that tumbleweed. And as the marijuana burn, we can take our turns singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the bong like Cheech and Chong and sell taste from here to Hong Kong. So roll, roll, roll my joint. Pick out the seeds and stems. Feeling high as hell, flying through Palm Dales, skating on Dayton rims.
Come on.
So roll, roll the 83 Cadillac Coupe DeVille.
If my tapes and my CDs just don't sell, I bet my caddy will. All right, that was Afro Man on motherfucking Pogo City Radio with this week's Wild Card, bitches. Yeah! Wild Card, bitches!
I was surprising, though. The song didn't fucking finish, though.
No,
it didn't. Yo, that song is a shit, dude.
No, good. When you ever go over fucking her girl's house to fuck, but the pussy just ain't no good. I mean, you're getting upset because you can't get her wet, plus you in the wrong neighborhood. So you try to play it off and eat the pussy, but it takes so long to come. Then a dude walk in, that's a big boyfriend, and he asks you, where you from? So you try, wait.
All right, I guess we heard the rest of the song, guys.
You wipe your mouth, you start talking real fast, but he already mad because you fucking his woman, so he start beating on your ass. Now your nose all
about that part.
Bloody, your clothes all muddy, your dick was hard, but now it's soft. You thought you had a girl to rock your world, now you still gotta go jack off.
Yeah, well, you're right, that wasn't there. You're right.
Damn, Sean.
Did we just play a PG version of a song on Pogo City Radio? That doesn't seem right.
We didn't play. It was talking about eating pussy and like diving in people's butts, so I don't know if that was PG.
And fucking girls from Hawaii and sticking it in their ass, and they say, "Owie."
All right, let's get back over
We're
with the punk rock.
Ridiculous, yeah.
Let's get back over with the punk
They're
rock
ridiculous.
On Pogo City motherfucking radio and do a little bit of
Abelie!
The Exploited.
I'm the grave. I'm the grave.
That was The Exploited on Pogo City Radio with I Believe in Anarchy. The Exploited. Exploited.
Mommy Army.
Exploited.
Mommy Army.
Exploited.
Mommy Army.
Because fuck telling other people what to do and fuck being told what to do.
Exploited. SPG Father's Destruction. SPD.
E. X.
P. B.
We don't gotta spell it all out. They know the song.
Yo, that song used to annoy the fuck out of me. I'd be like,
it has a long ass intro.
Just because no, it's just them spelling the word exploited.
Well, yeah. So it makes for a very, very long intro because it's like I don't know what, like eight letters or nine letters or something.
Fucking know
shit.
It's ridiculous.
I'm kind of feeling sex and violence.
Yeah, all 6 minutes and 6 seconds of it, right?
six.
I love that song for like 45 seconds. And then
we used to cover it in Bedlam, though. You remember that? Just for like shits and giggles.
Sex and violence.
We made it like fast and stuff. Like, it's not fast
dude,
at all,
I've
but we made
so
it
I've seen so many
back.
Bands cover that show live, and it just always turns into sex and violence. Everybody on the microphones, nobody can hear anything. People, drum sets are getting pushed over. All right. Let's go with a little bit of the Flatliners and We Are Punks.
We're punks.
So fuck. You cunt.
All right, here we go, y'all. This song's called We're Punks. Well, it started up at a young age, but soon I find myself a 12 gauge, and I wait for the revolution to go.
Flatliners on Pogo City Radio. Coming off What a Waste. All right, we're going to go over with a little ADD record release here. The Unseen, coming off The Anger and The Truth.
Oh, wait, we're doing ADD? What are we doing? What are we doing?
Isn't this on the label ADD, though? That's what I
meant. Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, the song ADD.
No, I meant the label.
Okay, what song are we actually
doing? We're
doing
Live in Fear.
Okay.
The first track.
Cool.
I love this song. Bethlehem used to cover this, by the way,
yeah,
too.
We did. Yeah, we did.
That was The Unseen with Live in Fear. So there you go, Sean. We're just playing all your favorite tracks from when you were 16. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was definitely one of them.
Anything that had Mark Unseen on it. Sean's favorite band in high school was Mark Unseen. It didn't matter if it was Self-Destruct, The Global Threat, The Unseen.
Yo, Self-Destruct,
all of them
kicks
were called
too.
Mark Unseen. Yeah. They were just called Mark Unseen.
That band with Mark Unseen.
Alright.
I tried to sing like him and shit.
Yeah, Sean, that's Sean's man crush, I'd have to say.
Yeah, from like 15 years ago, I guess. I don't know if Mark listens to the show or not, but like, Mark, I wanted to like sing like you. I wanted to sing like that.
I wanted
I
to
know.
Be you, Mark. Alright, let's get Off the Bone with the Cramps and do Human Fly. For the lovely rude girl Jessica. Awfully quiet tonight there, Reds. Still pretty as ever. Pretty as ever.
There's 96 eyes, I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like a ride, so push that mess to the side. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Rock. I'm
morning. I still feel why I say buzz, and it's just because I'm an unzipped fly, and I don't know why, and I don't know why, but I say. Rock tonight, and I say rock it right, and I say but I don't know why. Don't know why.
That was the Cramps on Pogo City Radio. Now we're talking about a little thing that went down at the Pogo Dance, hanging out around back.
There was
some slutty, whorey dancing going on. Andrew was a big fan of that. And then it turned into, I don't know how the subject got brought up, but it was turned into how Josh needed to get punched in the face. And then Audrey went on a rant about how she wouldn't hit him in the face because she hit somebody in the bar earlier. And he went down, man.
Down, man.
He went down, man.
I'm hearing you say it, and I'm picturing her saying it in her voice. And it totally sounds like something she would say.
And then so if you guys go to facebook.com/PogoCityRadio on our Facebook page, the video's right there up front. You can see Audrey deck Josh right in the fucking jaw. It was beautiful. She hit him hard. Me and Sean and everybody else and all 800 other people that watched the fucking thing said she hit him mad hard.
I'm waiting for somebody to hit me harder because honestly,
Josh took the hit like a champ, but like he's like, oh, she didn't hit me that hard.
He's trying to be tough, and that's why we got to say she hit him hard. She hit him pretty fucking good, dude.
Yeah, if anybody wants to pay to punch me, that's like a deal on the table here.
I think she's on the phone right now with the lovely rude girl Jessica, but who knows? All right, so the Pogo crew about to get out of here. We'll see what the fuck happens. I have a feeling that some drama's about to roll off from the one-sided phone conversation I'm hearing right now.
But we're keeping it real here at Pogo City Live.
What do we got to close things out?
More to you.
Real dumb at Pogo City Radio. All right, why don't we, maybe we got time for two more. And the first one of the two is going to be a little bit of Cockspar Bats Out. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Andrew Bedlin. We have Sean Bedlin, the lovely new girl Jessica, and that trusty fucking Josh. Catch you next
time. Bye, Pogo Land.